You're listening to a program of Music of the Season on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Now to the major work of this program, the Westminster Mass of Rosanna Panufnik, P-A-N-U-F-N-I-K. Born in 1968, Roxana Panufnik studied composition at the Royal Academy of Music. Since then, she has written a wide range of pieces, including opera, ballet, music theater, choral works, chamber music, and music for film and television. Her works have been performed all over the United Kingdom, Europe, Asia, Australia, and the United States. She has written an opera for Polish National Opera's Millennium Season, a critically acclaimed harp concerto, a BBC commission for the London Sinfonia, a ballet score for the English National Ballet, and a violin concerto for Daniel Hope and the Savannah Music Festival. She has also worked for the BBC as a researcher for television programs and on BBC Radio. Roxana was the first ever composer in residence for the Royal County of Berkshire 1995-1996, teaching composition to 300 school children between the ages of 4 and 18. I'll read you some of the composer's program notes. This mass was commissioned by John Studinski for Westminster Cathedral's choir on the occasion of Cardinal Hume's 75th birthday. The cardinal wanted a work that would speak out to as many people as possible, that would enhance the English liturgy for the new millennium, hence its setting in our native tongue. With careful theological instruction from Father Vladimir Feltzman, frequent retreats to the nuns of Stanbrook Abbey, and guidance on musical form from James O'Donnell, I set out to try and create a work that, while adhering to the conventional requirements of the liturgy, would perhaps throw a transformed light onto the text that I had repeated, perhaps without enough thought and understanding, so often. Having been determined not to be influenced, as is the recent trend, by the commonly hypnotic plain song, I was introduced to the reproaches from the Good Friday literature, which, to me, melodically captured the mood of the Kyrie. I had already composed a progression of repenting but hopeful harmonies, which, by complete accident, seemed to be enhanced by this melody. Obviously, I had to change the words, and I used the ancient Greek that is familiar to us all, followed by the English. The Gloria is usually one of the most upbeat movements, but to me it was about the glow of love for God and the warmth that radiates from the first two lines, commonly known as the angelic hymn. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. I was also heavily influenced by the impulsive rhythms and irregular pitch patterns of pealing church bells, and the whole movement is based on a four-note cell presented in church bell style by the harps at the beginning. Like the Gloria, the Sanctus and Benedictus is bell-like, but this time in a more wild and abandoned way, with very obvious word painting. The Agnus Dei starts wearily with the Lamb of God melody from the Gloria and a chant that continues throughout most of the movement. There is a sense of discomfort as we contemplate what Jesus had to suffer for our sins. But as we come to the end of the journey, a sense of arrival and relief greets us to grant us peace.